My first book came out 10 years ago. 10 years ago. It's ridiculous. I still look exactly the same as my author shot from 10 years ago. But one of the big things that I wrote about was how easy it is to create a simple, diversified, low-cost portfolio. It really actually is quite easy. It is a conversation that we need to have again and again and again and again and again. So we're having it again, this time with Ryan Ervin. He is the founder and CEO of Keystone, and he joins us now to share his DIY portfolio creation approach. Hello there.
Great to be on. Great to talk to you, Bruce.
What are the benefits of building a do-it-yourself stock portfolio?
Well, I think you can take control, you can save money over time, and you can build your wealth easier, and you can do it in a way that allows you that control that we all need today in a world that we see a lack of control. There's two things that we focus on: the composition, what you put in your portfolio, and the construction. So the two C's, how you build your portfolio. The composition is really the key element there. That's why at Keystone, we look at literally 3,500 companies in Canada twice a year and 3,000 in the US just to buy or find 15 to 25 stocks in a year for our clients. Now, why do we do this? Beside the fact that we have nothing else to do in a pandemic, equities are by far the most important element of your portfolio. Over 50% of traditional Canadian portfolios go into equities or stocks. Identifying great businesses that pay, grow their dividends and pay dividends over the long term is the best way to grow your wealth. Often we like to identify unique businesses that you rarely hear about from traditional financial advisors. Now, Bruce, I hate to put you on the spot, but can I ask you a question? Can I do that? Sure. Mm-hmm. Do you know the best performing stock in Canada over the past decade?
I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to guess Shopify.
Perhaps over this decade, you may be right there. It's a great guess, but it's actually a little known company called the Boyd Group. What do? All they do is consolidate automobile repair shops. Pretty boring stuff, right? But the returns have been anything but boring. We recommended this stock in 2008. At $2.30. It trades today at $225.
Wow.
You don't hear much about that company, but it's gone up 9,000% in your portfolio. So when I talk about portfolio composition, adding just one Boyd, and this is obviously the best case scenario, but one company like this to your portfolio 10 years ago would have made a monumental difference in your portfolio. So this is why we go through so many companies to identify those high quality businesses, growing their dividends over time, like the Boyds of the world, and adding 15 to 25 of those that have a profile of good solid growth, good solid earnings, and growing their dividends over time. That is something that you don't typically see with your traditional financial advisor. When you go to your traditional financial advisor, what do you get? You plunk down your information with that advisor and they spit out a mix of 5 to 10 ETFs or mutual funds. For us, that's a huge structural problem. According to more modern portfolio theory, you're going to come close to diversification in a portfolio after just adding 20 stocks. So you get no benefit from adding any more stocks. When you look at an ETF or an individual mutual fund, all of those typically own 100 plus stocks. So if you buy 5 or 10 of those funds, all you've accomplished is a portfolio that mirrors the market. It is the market. And you underperform due to those ridiculous fees that they're charging you. So there is a better way to do it, we believe. And you can start just getting a discount brokerage.
Sorry, 15 to 25 stocks, you say. Why is that? Why is that the right number, do you think?
Well, I mean, because you don't get any diversification past 20 if you look at modern portfolio theory. Now,
you're in diminishing returns on diversification. But if you only chose three, you wouldn't have enough diversification.
Very, very right. That is on the low end, 2 to 3 stocks would be too much what we'd call company specific risk. An extreme example of that would be, say, if you held Tesla as one of the 2 or 3 stocks that you own. It's really a CEO driven company, Elon Musk. Now, heaven forbid he were to pass away, that would have a dramatic negative effect on the stock likely. You can mitigate that company specific risk out if Tesla is 1 or 2 or 3 companies in your portfolio. You cannot mitigate that, sorry. But if it is one of 20, you can handle it. You can help allay that company's specific risk. That's why you don't go to 2 to 3. You don't go to 50 or 100. You just got a fee-heavy portfolio that mirrors the market. The sweet spot there is between 15 and 25 stocks. And it's key to build that over a 12 to 24 month period. Don't go into the market and buy those 15 or 25 stocks at one given point. That would expose you to a short-term market correction. Build that over time. It'll allow you flexibility to add positions as new opportunities and new research comes available. So if you were going to start this DIY journey today, I would start with, and what we suggest to our clients is 3 to 5 initial purchases in the first 2 to 3 months. Then every quarter or 3 to 4 months after that, adding 2 to 3 new positions as new information and research from us or any trusted advisor you have out there is released. And that's how you build a portfolio gradually over time.
When do you sell? How can you tell when it's time to sell?
It's the exact same process as you look to buy. We look at the fundamentals underlying the business. If the company has outstretched its growth prospects, it is too expensive, essentially, then you sell. You don't always have to sell your full position. You can sell a half position. We've had many times where we love the business. We think it's not as fairly valued as when we originally recommended it. And we might want to take half our position out. You take your initial, if it's gone up, say 100% over a couple of years, you've done tremendously well. Take half your position out. You've taken your initial capital risk out of the business and you can let the rest kind of ride in a great company that may have good growth prospects, but is not trading at the same levels as when you originally bought it.
Now, just before you go, your view is predicated on a belief that one can and should exceed the index. Not everybody shares that belief. A lot of people believe, listen, if I just get the performance of the index in a low-cost, diversified world, I'm still hitting a home run because 90% of Canadians aren't even doing that.
Agreed. The best way to do that is if you want to do it. And we say for clients, you know, we have clients from that have portfolios of 20,000 up to 20 million. If you have 20,000 or under, we think individual stocks likely aren't for you to start. A basic portfolio of 3 low-cost ETFs, like 33% in a portfolio basic ETF of Canadian markets that mirrors the Canadian markets, 33% in a US ETF, and 33% in international ETF. A great way to mirror the markets on a shoestring budget, great way to start. I would advocate a portfolio like that. But if you want to try to beat the market, you got to do something different. And that is where our approach comes.
Interesting. Ryan, thanks for your time today.
Have a great day, Bruce. Thank you.
Ryan Irvin is the founder and CEO of Keystone. He joined us to talk about his company's do-it-yourself approach. It was stocks. It was individual stocks. And he says the number is somewhere between 15 and 25.